The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, with many Irish festivals and gigs returning this summer since the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions, it's important for festival goers to be aware of the health and hygiene risks that they can encounter at their gig. I'm joined this morning by Advanced Technical Field Consultant with Initial Hygiene, Richard Faulkner. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, tell me about festivals these days. It's a while since I've overnighted at one. So how are the toilets? How are the showers?
I was going to say I'm in a similar boat from you there, Pat, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm getting a bit long in the tooth for the camping part. It's our first time back since the pandemic. And it's just having sort of basic hygiene awareness, really. Because we're going to be lots of people in quite confined spaces, all using toilets, all using different facilities. And if we are camping as well, then it's just remembering to have the basics with us.
Okay, now what are the basics? Because, I mean, looking at the weather, all of this week, for example, is supposed to rain for much of the day, every day. So you're going to get wet. And some people forget a basic thing like a towel.
Yeah, I was going to say it's all about trying and having the changes of socks, changes of shoes, footwear as well. So, definitely. We're having an Irish summer, that's for sure.
Okay, so the basic hygiene things, like one of my texters has just been on and says, my advice as a long-time festival goer is put your wristband on your non-dominant hand and cut the long tails off the band. This will make sense when you use the port-a-loos. Also, always have your own small bottle of hand sanitizer with you. That's from Ron. So
yeah,
if you have it on your right hand and you're, to put it bluntly, wiping your bottom with your right hand, and you've got all these bits hanging out of your wristband, they're going to be contaminated.
Exactly, yeah. So that was a very good tip from Ron. But it's things like that, having your own bottle of sanitizer. All the sites are providing sanitizer, but there's lots of people going constantly, so it's just making sure you've got your own to cover you. Things like toilet roll as well. Definitely when I was younger and used to go to festivals, we always used to take a lot of toilet roll of our own, just the hazard. You can use it for opening doors and stuff and sort of putting it on the seat as well, to avoid contamination and that sort of stuff as well. Wet wipes are really good. Anti-back wipes are brilliant. So that sort of thing. And bringing plenty of drink and water. And again, if you're doing a sort of overnight or a couple of day festival where you're going to do your own cooking, then you've got that water to wash your utensils and stuff as well.
So you bring your own bottled water because it's probably going to cost an arm and a leg and a wristband to buy water on site.
It could well do. But again, then you've got it and you're prepared. So it's always better to be prepared.
Yeah. Now we're talking about basic hygiene. There are obviously other hazards like drug taking and so on at these festivals, but the festival organisers tend to have that kind of emergency response available on site.
Yeah. I'm presuming they do, Pat. Yeah.
Yeah. The showers, I mean, I don't know where the water comes from the showers. Does it come from tanks or would there be mains water? And then you're in a shower because you've got filthy from the muck and you're pacing around on the floor where other people with fungal infections have paced.
You could well be. So it's always a good idea to have sort of flip-flops or Crocs or something like that for the showers.
Yeah. If you do get ill then, what then? Because, you know, if you've got a dodgy tummy and you end up having diarrhea or something like that,
Yeah, it's not a good place to be, is it? And again, that can sort of happen anywhere in the summer. Our food poisoning incidents and dodgy tummies and deli belly and stuff go up generally as well. So, yeah, it's just one of those things, as you said, if you look after sort of the basic hygiene, make sure that you're washing your hands for at least sort of 20 to 30 seconds, that you're using your hand sanitizers, that you're generally not touching contact surfaces as much as you can, and that you're sanitizing and cleaning your hands in between that.
One of the pieces of advice from Initial, I've been reading this, is avoid urinating in public as it is unhygienic for yourself and for others, and when done in large numbers, can pollute the ground at the festival site.
You're going to get ground contamination from that. Yeah, it's very possible.
I mean, the lads are probably not going to queue up at a Portaloo to have a pee, realistically.
The thing is now, there are large toilet areas at festivals with sort of multi-faceted urinals as well. So that should be less of an issue now these days, I would have said. Yeah. But it's just to be aware of that. It's just sort of more hygienic and sort of more polite not to do that.
Yeah. I suppose also we should take into account that people's immune systems are not really up to scratch, having been, you know, isolating and minding themselves and masking up for the last couple of years, where normally they might be exposed to all sorts of bugs. So people not normally susceptible to these common bacteria may find themselves falling foul of them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's what we call the transient bacteria, the bacteria that we pick up from touching surfaces that aren't sort of naturally on us in numbers. Mm. Those are the ones that will generally make you sick.
Okay, so the main thing is try not to touch, say, the doors of Portaloos. Try not to touch surfaces. If you have to, well, then use your hand sanitizer immediately to get rid of those bugs.
Yeah, or even hold a bit of toilet roll when you open a door handle, that sort of thing. Use your elbows, use your feet where you can.
Yeah. Someone's saying, why bother at all? Why go? If you got to put up with all of this stuff. But I heard Tom Dunn talking on The Hard Shoulder about Glastonbury, and he said it was just the treat of all treats, and he'd go again and again and again. But mind you, Paul McCartney won't be performing every year, 80 years of age.
Maybe not, but I'm sure we'll be there again.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much, Richard, for joining us. Richard Faulkner is Advanced Technical Field Consultant with Initial Hygiene.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.